Fawaz Jerjes holds the chair in Middle East Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College and is the author of the forthcoming book, The Islamists and the West. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why this sudden upsurge in fighting in Iraq? Are Shiites joining the Sunnis in the battle against the American occupation there?
Well, I think there's a great deal of dissatisfaction among many Shiites, not just the followers of Muqtada al-Sadr. But I think if you listen carefully to what al-Sadr says, I think he believes that the U.S. administration in Iraq has opened a second front against his followers. He believed that the shutting down of his newspaper, Al-Hawza al-Natiqa, was an extremely reckless decision. He believes that the arrest of his senior cleric aide, Al-Yaqubi, was also a decision at least aimed at escalating the confrontation against him. And he also believed that firing on his followers in Al-Najaf at least created the basis for the current confrontation.
Why is the U.S. going after al-Sadr now? After all, the murder of a rival Shiite cleric he's accused of ordering was a year ago, and the warrant for his arrest is months old.
Yes, and I think this particular question raises a great deal of suspicion about the credibility of the administration's case against al-Sadr. Al-Sadr has been highly transparent and forthcoming. He has been a steady and critical voice of the American occupation. He has made it very clear that he would like to play an active and direct role in the political process. He has a militant temperament, but it seems to me that escalating the confrontation against al-Sadr not only does not serve the goal of civic peace and stability in Iraq, but also, I think, forced the United States to open two fronts, not just against the Sunni-dominated area in central Iraq, but also against the Shiite.
Is there a military solution in Iraq? Is it possible for the United States to stabilize the situation between now and the deadline of June 30th for the handover of sovereignty?
I don't believe there is a military solution to the violent struggle unfolding in Iraq, and I think many American commanders and civilian scholars on Iraq do not believe so. A military escalation against al-Sadr's followers and the Sunni-dominated areas will likely alienate moderate Iraqis and drive thousands of angry Sunnis and Shiites to join the insurgency. Despite the capture of Saddam Hussein, the killing of his two sons, the killing of thousands of insurgents, the incarceration of almost 8,000 Iraqis, the insurgency continues a drumbeat of attacks against American forces and Iraqis, and foreigners have claimed hundreds of lives.
So, to whom should the United States be handing over power?
And this is the critical point here. I think what we need to think is that despite everything that we have done, the attacks continue. The coalition forces have not been able to provide security for themselves, let alone for Iraqis. And in light of the, I think, volatile Iraqi situation, and in light of the absence of the lack of a legitimate political authority, I believe it's essential to fundamentally rethink U.S. strategy by recognizing that U.S. forces have not been able to provide security for Iraqis, and that the logic of American unilateral power in Iraq must be replaced with a legitimate international authority under the leadership of the United Nations, with the active, substantive participation of the international community, including Arab and Muslim states, in order to give Iraqis the time and space, and of course help them create a legitimate political authority based, of course, on the sharing of power.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fawaz Jerjes holds the chair in Middle East Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College.